The process of redistricting is heading into the final stretch in Colorado. The state's Independent Congressional Redistricting Commission will be holding virtual public hearings throughout the week. These meetings are the last chance members of the public have to give their input directly to members of the redistricting commissions. When the process kicked off several weeks ago, we spoke with Dr. Beth Momskog, Associate Professor of Math at Colorado College and analyst for the Colorado League of Women Voters. And we welcome her back to the program today. Good morning, Dr. Momskog.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me here, Shannon.
Sure. And first, can you give us an overview of how this process has played out since we last spoke?
Sure. So last time we talked about this, we covered the fact that there were two commissions working on drawing the maps, the Congressional Commission, which is tasked with drawing the congressional maps that we have just recently seen released. And then there's a Legislative Commission that has really released preliminary maps, but hasn't released a new plan. So recently, the most exciting thing that's happened is on September 3rd, we got a first staff plan that is using the census data. So having population that's actually equal or as close to equal as possible between districts released by the Congressional Commission. So there's a new plan out there. It has some big changes in it. It was drawn in response to the public comment that the commissions had solicited. So hearings around the state. You can see it on their website. And there's another opportunity now for public comment, and there will be additional maps drawn in response to those comments. But we're getting our first look now at what the districts could really look like with the populations as the census has found them.
And one of the proposed changes that came out of those meetings that were announced on the 3rd of September would create a congressional district in a way that would pit Congressman Joe Neguse against Representative Lauren Boebert. How did that happen?
So this is part of what happened when the commission decided they really wanted to look at having a Southern Colorado district. So the idea there was to keep Latino communities together in the San Luis Valley and Pueblo and throughout Southern Colorado, and also the Native American tribes in the southwest corner of the state. So creating a Southern Colorado district that would bring all of those communities of interest together. When that happened, that took a lot of the Western Slope from the former Western Slope District and moved the I guess you could think of it in two ways. Boulder became part of the district that contained the Northern Western Slope. So that's how that happened. The commissions are not allowed to take into account incumbency. And so they're not allowed to think about where incumbents are and how this will affect them. So it makes for a really exciting and surprising set of situations around the state.
But I mean, as you mentioned, like communities of interest, Boulder is pretty different from just culturally, politically from the Western Slope. Are there arguments for keeping them separate?
So the law is clear in that it asks the commission to take into account many priorities. First off, they need to have equal population, they need to be contiguous, so one piece, and they need to be in accord with the Voting Rights Act. Second, and these are all of equal weight, you want to preserve communities of interest. You would like to preserve political boundaries like counties and cities. And you'd like the districts to be as compact as possible. And then after all those priorities, you're looking at trying to maximize competitiveness. So there is a case to be made that perhaps the Western Slope and Boulder represent different communities of interest. However, there's so many overlapping communities of interest that it's possible that putting them together does preserve some of those communities. And that's the really hard task that the commissions are looking at. So I'm not going to weigh in on whether there is where Boulder should be, but there's a lot of different communities that they're trying to balance at once here. And sometimes preserving one community, for example, preserving a community in Southern Colorado, is going to disrupt other communities. And because you need to have equal population, if you take some population out of a district that previously had it, you have to put more in somewhere. And so you can end up with some compromises there.
And aside from what we've just covered, have there been some other surprising outcomes as a result of these hearings?
So people had some very strong feelings about the maps. There were some people who loved the previous round of maps, the preliminary maps. Those were always just a starting point because they weren't drawn with census data. They were drawn with preliminary estimated population data. I think that the creation of the Southern Colorado District kind of happened in response to people's requests in those hearings. And there were some other requests looking at changing the new 8th district. It definitely has a new shape to it now. I think people, similar to the surprise that the 2nd district was moved to include the northern western slope, so putting Boulder and the western slope together, people were also surprised by the inclusion of Fort Collins into the Eastern Plains district. Again, balancing population, trying to get competitiveness, there's a lot going on. And so this is, the first maps were just a starting point. Everybody knew they were just a starting point because they were drawn with the without the real census data. But these maps are in some sense also a starting point. A lot of people came out to talk about things they didn't like about the preliminary maps, but maybe didn't, if people felt comfortable with those, they didn't speak up. So that, I guess the idea of the next round of hearings is to hear from people about what, you know, is maybe wrong or right about these maps. There's still two more rounds potentially where we could see changes to these maps. This is the first staff plan, and the timeline allows for up to two more plans to come out. So if people would like to contribute and, you know, give their feelings on these maps, there are several public hearings coming up in the next few days. I can, on the website, the redistricting.colorado.gov website, that's the official Redistricting Commission website. They have tons of great information, including a hearing schedule. And there's some hearings coming up, yeah, today at 9 a.m. So as soon as you want to talk about it, you're able to.
Dr. Beth Momskog of the Colorado League of Women Voters, thanks so much for coming on the program today.
Thank you.